As we enter a new political year, questions remain over who's going to win in the midterm election. There's reason to believe that Democrats are going to take the lead as more and more Republicans announce they won't be seeking re-election, creating an opening. Incumbents typically have the advantage. And Donald Trump's polling is not doing too well. In aggregate, he's down 12 points. People on the right are frustrated with Trump, and the left just generally hates him. However, Democrats have their own challenges, my friends. Working class voters think Democrats are woke and weak. A new study has come out from a group saying Democrats could choose to win if they just focused on the American people. Instead, what do we find? Increasingly, Democrats are prioritizing activists, a fringe minority, and identity issues over what everyone cares about, and that is moolah in their pockets. The same can be said for Donald Trump and the Republicans, who have greatly entrenched themselves in foreign policy issues and immigration. Though immigration and economics do connect, they overlap, I'll put it like that. Donald Trump's messaging on the economy has also been weak. Now, still, the Republicans are at least trying to be, in some ways, the party of the working class. The problem ultimately I see with both parties is they are not sending a message. Now, don't get me wrong, you've got a message strongly from some Democrats saying, defy Trump's orders, military, and Donald Trump saying, sedition. Not to mention with the prioritization of these activist groups, yo, it's looking pretty dang scary when they're propping up people who are violent in the streets. And then Donald Trump, of course, is saying sedition is punishable by death. It's not. The real question for the American people is, hey, look, man, are we going to have stability? And can I buy food? But I got bad news for everybody. Trump ain't getting no credit here because inflation is worse than anyone's letting on. Businesses are closing around me. I don't know about you. And Democrats seem to be hyper-focused on these issues like releasing criminals from the jails. Now, what I can say with all of this, my friends, is that there is one thing that always trumps economics in elections. As much as Carville is famous for saying, it's the economy, stupid. Security ranks higher than everything else. But typically, security isn't a big issue. It is now. With the fears of a looming civil war, not to be underplayed or joked about, as I often kind of do in a self-deprecating way, a new study shows 57% of people believe the U.S. is moving towards a civil war. And obviously, I don't blame them. I agree with that assessment. And you've got Barbara F. Walter, Stephen Marsh, as well as many other reporters talking about this. New stories, popping up every day about questions of whether or not the hyperpolarization on ideology will result in us going to war with each other. And I think that matters. Now, the question will be, with 57% expecting or believing a civil war is likely, will that trump the economy? I do believe so in many ways, but there still are many people who aren't paying attention to this political conflict. And thus, well, they're more focused on the economy, stupid. And if that's the case, this study is damning for Democrats. But let's do this. We're going to dive into the polls and the studies. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about with everything. Before we do, my friends, check out TimCast.com. Click join us and get in our Discord server. $10 a month membership. You get access to pre-shows, after shows, the backstage pass. The Discord community is working on all of these things and our uncensored show, Monday through Thursday on TimCast IRL, Rumble exclusive. If you guys want to watch that show, you got to be a member of Rumble Premium. But if you're in our Discord community, you get to actually call in and talk to us and our guests. The most important thing is we can't do this without you. If you believe the work that we do is good, if you believe that it is just and we need it in this world, then I tell you today, you must go to TimCast.com and join the community because unity is our strength. We can't do it without you. But my friends, of course, let's jump into this news. You can, of course, follow me on X and Instagram at TimCast. Here's the story from Politico. Working class voters think Democrats are woke and weak. New research finds. The extensive research project shows the challenges and openings for the party in winning back working class voters. And they got a long way to go. I'm going to tell you right now, Gen Z ain't having none of it. You've got many Gen Z women in group preference, focused on whatever the group wants, not what's functionally political. Young men, however, are detached, saying, Trump ain't here for me, Democrats ain't here for me. How the Democrats can repair their image and shift now from woke into strength, I don't know. It's not going to happen anytime soon, especially with people like AOC leading the party. Yikes. Politico reports. Working class voters see Democrats as woke, weak, and out of touch, and 6 in 10 have a negative view of the party, concluded a frank internal assessment of the hole the party finds itself in. The nine-month, 21-state research project is the latest in a wave of postmortems and data dives aimed at solving the Democratic Party's electoral challenges after their sweeping losses in 2024. It was funded by Democracy Matters, a nonprofit aligned with flagship Democratic super PAC, American Bridge 21st Century, and backed by months of polling, dozens of focus groups, and message testing. American Bridge's project focused exclusively on working class voters, shedding light on a once core constituency for Democrats that's drifted away from the party over the last decade. And the initial feedback is grim. Working class voters don't see Democrats as strong or patriotic. While Republicans represent safety and strength for them, these voters can't name what Democrats stand for other than being against Donald Trump, according to the report. And I love it, because I went on Jesse Waters' show about a week or two ago, and these liberals attacked me because I said literally this, and I didn't need a research study to point out, for the love of all that is holy, I am an urban liberal. I'm a skateboarding, music-playing poker guy. I am not a staunch Christian conservative wearing a suit. Why can't Democrats figure out how to court people like me? My neighborhood in Chicago, flipped for Donald Trump in 2024. These people are so insanely out of touch. We are all left wanting. Well, my friends, I have the report for you here. This is absolutely fascinating data. We've got this from decidingtowin.org, and it says, Democrats have changed focus. This is a total breakdown of everything wrong with the party, and I actually love it. In comparison with the Democratic Party of 2012, today's Democratic Party is more focused on issues like climate change, democracy, abortion, and identity, and cultural concerns, and less focused on the economy and the middle class. The table below shows this shift through an analysis of the prevalence of select words in the 2024 Democratic Party platform. Now, I'm going to tell you, my friend, and comparing it to 2012, I'm going to tell you this. They're hard-pressed right now because I do not trust the scumbag likes of Elizabeth Warren and other prominent Democrats like Schumer, Pelosi. Zohran Mamdani lied through his teeth to get elected. I got to admit, when they did that whole panel of the mayor debate, and they said, if you could travel to a country, where'd you go? And they go, Israel, 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 Israel. And Zohran Mamdani goes, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stay here to help the people of New York. I'm like, he just won the election. I mean, I think everybody saw it right there. You don't got to like the guy. You don't got to like his policies. But seriously, the idea is like, I'm going to go to Israel. I don't care about Israel, okay? I'm not one of these anti-Israel people. I just literally don't care. I want to focus on making our country better. Zohran Mamdani and AOC and these other people ain't ever going to win me over. So long as you have these socialist Democrats, or whatever you want to call them, people like me are out. So how will the Democrats ever come back from this? Honestly, I don't know. Because even if they improve their message, a great sect of their party is unwilling to drop the psycho cult issues. But I can at least point this out. Take a look at this. From 2012 to 2024, white, black, Latino, and Latina jumped 1.28 per 1,000 words, a 1,137% increase. Are you insane? Take a look at this. Jobs dropped 47%, economic 48%, middle class 79%, economy 50%. We've got, what's another big one? Responsibility dropped 83%, fathers 100%. Lord have mercy, these people are insane. How we got here. What is popular and what is not? They say, that's a really great point. Voters trust Republicans more on most of the issues they see as top priorities. There's a feller I play poker with. And you know, I was talking to him last night. He's a liberal guy. And he goes, I'm not a liberal. He's an old man. And I was like, you know, I talk about you on the show, brother. And he was like, I heard. And I guess people were saying I was smack talking. I never smack talked this man. I consider you, Ken, if you hear this, you're my best friend in the poker room. And it's funny because he's a liberal. And he doesn't think he is, but he follows all these liberal issues. And I told him the other day, he's like, he asked me if it's possible to make, you know, a podcast in the middle, a show in the middle that will try to bring people together. And I said, it's not possible. And I said, because I am the center. Like, my show is centrist. And he was shocked. His eyes went, he was like, you? Because he calls me far right. And he asked me one time, what's the difference between me and Nick Fuentes? And I started laughing. I'm like, come on, man. There's another guy we play poker with who's actually a Fuentes fan, and he started laughing because he knows my show, and he knows. He's like, dude, are you, come on. This is the point. I care about the cost of living, the economy, inflation, tax and government spending, healthcare, political division. No one trusts Democrats on these issues. Take a look at this. Net trust in Democrats. Cost of living, importance to voters, 85%, and the net trust from Democrats is minus 6%. That's the top issue. The economy, 81% important.